I'm Ken Hemmings, and he is Chris Lang, and welcome to another of these regular property briefings. Again, a warm welcome to you, Chris.
Thanks, Ken. It's my pleasure.
Today, I thought we might explore some of the things commercial property investors need to do to help ensure their success. So, where should they start?
Well, that's a nice, broad, open-ended question. So, where will we start? Maybe the place is for investors need to treat what they're doing with commercial property as running a business. In other words, it's important for you as an investor to approach all your commercial property activities as though it was your own business, and therefore you need to establish and achieve a set of short-term and long-term goals. Now, having a personal plan not only allows you to identify objectives, but also to determine a viable course of action towards achieving them. Now, when I use the word objectives here, it's different from the specific investment objectives for identifying and selecting properties. What I'm talking about is the wider use of that, where we're talking about lifetime personal objectives. And most people tend to have career objectives or income objectives, and maybe when they start to invest, they have investment objectives. But there needs to be a balance in your life. There needs to be a complete picture that you have so that it's career, it's family, it's investments, exercise or fitness, your spiritual side. There has to be a balance right across the lot, and not for a moment neglecting your ongoing education. And so in the process of creating the plan, it allows you to visualize the big picture, which helps maintain focus on the goals rather than on any minor setback that comes along the way. Now, most people don't appreciate that there is a definite skill in being able to formulate your most appropriate goals going forward. Now, I know when I talk to a group or maybe do a keynote speech, and I'll ask people in the audience, how many of you could produce, either now or come back later, a detailed set of written goals? And generally, I find about 10 to 15% of the audience will raise their hand, because most people don't take goal setting seriously. They may have it in their head, but very few of them set it down on paper and therefore make a commitment to reaching those. And it's a skill. And so, therefore, what I've done is to put together a short video which helps clients to clarify their thinking and to establish a working set of goals to ensure that they have a totally balanced life in the process. And the important thing about goals is that it enables you to be totally motivated all the time, because there is a cycle. You take an action, you get a specific result. Depending how that turns out, it affects how you feel, and therefore that will affect the level of effort that you place into the next action. And so the cycle goes. And if the result is bad, you don't feel as good, therefore the action or the enthusiasm next time is down, therefore the action at the next time you approach that is not as good as the time before. And it gets in a downward cycle. And it's important to know how and where to break into that cycle. And that's what the video covers, so that you are looking at the big picture and have the motivation to continue all the way through, even though you do have these small setbacks, and you will have them along the way, but you don't get distracted by them. Because you see, if you're not properly prepared, commercial property investing can be complicated and demanding. But by having a solid plan, this is what helps to keep you totally focused and on target.
I knew about the need for investment objectives and buying criteria from the earlier podcasts, but I hadn't even thought about the importance of having personal goals in the overall scheme of things. Therefore, that link should prove very helpful to our listeners. What about the property market itself, and how do investors need to approach that?
What I find is that effective commercial property investors make sure that they have an ongoing, in-depth knowledge of their chosen markets. And the more you understand about a particular market, the more qualified you will be to make sound business decisions. And you need to keep abreast of current trends, things like any changes in consumer spending habits, mortgage rates, the unemployment rate, just to name a few. And what this does It enables you to properly gauge the current conditions and to plan for the future. And being familiar with specific markets allows you to predict when trends are going to change and thereby identify any potential upcoming opportunities for profitable investment. Now, probably the next thing you need to consider is maintaining high ethical standards. As most people would already know, real estate agents are bound by a code of ethics and standards of professional conduct. Commercial property investors, on the other hand, are not usually required to maintain a particular degree of ethics in their business dealings as long as they operate within the boundaries of the law. Now, even though it would be easy to take advantage of this situation, most successful commercial property investors, and especially those who intend to remain in business for the long haul, do maintain high ethical standards. Now, since commercial property investing involves actively working with people, maintaining a good reputation is likely to be far-reaching. You're far better to conduct yourself in business fairly than simply see what you can get away with, because if you don't operate ethically, the consequences can be rather damaging. Now, as big as Australia is, what I find is that the commercial property investing segment of the market is relatively small as far as private investors are concerned. And if you get a bad reputation, that, or the knowledge of that, will spread very quickly. So that's one of the things I think you really need to keep in mind.
Should investors be considering the entire commercial property market?
Yes, by all means, investors can consider the entire market, but I think what you need to do is to develop a focus or a niche, something that you feel comfortable with or decide to focus upon. You see, because there are so many ways to invest in commercial property, you need to have that clear focus in order to gain the depth of knowledge you need to become successful. Now, this involves learning everything about a certain type of property and becoming confident in that particular sector. Now, taking time to develop this level of understanding is a key part of your long-term success as an investor. And once you've mastered a specific sector, you can certainly then move on to additional areas using the same in-depth approach. And what I find is that smart investors know that it's far more profitable to do one thing well than to take on five things and do them poorly.
What about keeping your knowledge up to date?
Obviously, staying educated is one of the keys to being truly successful as far as a commercial property investor is concerned. But as with any business activity, it's vital that you stay up to date with the laws, the regulations, the terminology, the technology, and the trends that form the basis of your business as a commercial property investor. As you can appreciate, keeping up to date can involve a little work, but you should view it as an investment in your future success. And that's probably the main reason I've been keen to meet with you, Ken, on a weekly basis, so that we can produce these podcasts and hopefully fill in some of the gaps. The thing is that you can't read everything or learn everything by reading books. There's certainly a lot of knowledge that can be gained from that, but more often than not, it's gaining the experience and hearing the insights of someone that has been doing this for over 40 years. And as the questions emerge, as they left in the podcast, and I noticed there are some that were left last week, and we can probably cover that next week if we don't do it today, by having specific questions, we can hone in on things and aspects of commercial property that people find either interesting or difficult or just needs a hand in solving that as a particular issue for them. But you see, investors who fall behind in their knowledge not only risk losing momentum in their investment activities, but can unwittingly become exposed legally if new statutory laws are ignored or broken. And as everyone knows, when it comes to the law, ignorance is no excuse. And successful commercial property investors take the time and make the effort to stay educated, simply to ensure that they can adapt to any unexpected regulatory changes or economic trends. And what I find is also that even sometimes when there is a shift or change in something that a regulation or a planning change, whenever there is a structural change, opportunities emerge. And if you're on top of all these aspects, then you can respond, see the opportunity, and gain a first mover advantage. And so your ongoing education is terribly important. Perhaps another aspect is just understanding the risks. I mean, as you're probably aware, anyone investing in the stock market or futures markets, they're inundated with a myriad of warnings regarding the inherent risks that they face. Whereas commercial property investors are more likely to be bombarded with investments claiming just the opposite, that it's easy to make money in commercial property. But as a prudent commercial property investor, you need to understand that there are some risks involved, not only in terms of the commercial deals, but the legal implication. And so you need to adjust your strategies to minimise these risks. And that's part and parcel of having all your information and knowledge up to date.
Is commercial property investing something you should embark upon by yourself, or should you build up a team of experts around you?
There are a lot of commercial property investors, when they start out, think they can handle everything themselves. And that's not a criticism. That's a natural transition from being a residential investor, where things are a lot simpler, to becoming a commercial investor. Now, in the short term, they think they're saving money. But in the long run, it's going to cost them a lot more. Because as I said, there are a lot of unforeseen or unknown legal implications related to commercial property. Sure, the yields are 2 to 2.5 times that of residential property, which is why people make the transition. But accompanying those, for the unwary, there are risks involved, and you can't run away from that. But it's a matter of managing risk, and that's why it's important that you start to put together a team, and it ends up being very cheap insurance. Of course, the cost of any consultants is tax deductible, so it's a good investment. But probably the place to start would be to invest in a top-notch accountant. And the reason I say that is because taxes such as land tax, GST, capital gains tax, and income tax comprise a significant proportion of your commercial property investment yearly expenses. Now, being up to date in the current laws can prove difficult and can take time away from your normal investment activities. So what you need is a good accountant. And we're not talking someone who does the books. We're talking someone who can give you strategic advice. Now, sometimes your lawyer, if they have a tax department, can give you very good strategic advice. But we're talking quite often advice on the fly during a year on something you're about to do with a particular property. It's good to be able to pick up the phone and get a quick answer from your accountant, and he understands your investment objectives and what you're trying to achieve, and therefore can advise you, because he has the full knowledge of the tax implications in his head. And the arrangement you can have is either a lump sum fee for the advice he gives you throughout the whole year, or maybe he'll charge you on an hourly rate. If the relationship is good and ongoing and you have him heavily involved in advising you all the way along, more often than not, the odd phone call here and there won't be a charge for. But the ability to save you money in the long run is invaluable. So as far as your bottom line hip pocket is concerned, he's probably the main one. But what you need to also do is to build a strong network of experts around you. You see, to be successful as a commercial property investor involves having a lot of knowledge in a number of specialised areas. And gaining that knowledge can be rather challenging and time-consuming if you want to do it all on your own. What you'll find is that the truly effective commercial property investors will attribute much of their success to the team that they put together around them. Now, whether that team is a mentor, a lawyer, the accountant we mentioned, the finance broker, a building consultant. There are a myriad of skills that you need. You don't necessarily need them all at once or all the time. But if you go to my blog, you'll notice that the way it's now been structured, I've got this expert panel that are providing advice. And what I've done over the years for the benefit of my clients is to handpick a group of people, and it involves a lawyer, a finance broker, a valuer, a tax depreciation consultant, and I'm hopeful to have an accountant joining it, also a advisor on superannuation funds, because more and more properties are being bought in personal superannuation funds. And so this whole consulting team has been put together. Now, in many respects, that saves you the trouble of having to go and interview and appoint and engage them. You know that they're handpicked. They're the people I use for my own investment activities and seeking advice from them. And so you have a immediate warm introduction to those people. All you have to do is pick up the phone. Their details are all on the blog website, and mention that you are one of my clients, and then you will have immediate entree and be looked after well by all these particular expert consultants. And you just cannot undervalue or overvalue the importance of having such a close-knit team. It makes life so much easier. And so rather than risk time and money in solving a difficult problem on your own, most successful property investors know it's worth the investment in terms of money and ego, in some cases, to engage the help of experts in these specific areas. Because much of commercial property investing relies upon experience-based learning. And it's not something, as I said, you can readily get out of a book. And so the smart investor understands the importance of building up this close-knit team around them, because it just provides so much comfort and the immediate access to answers when you need them. And the important thing to understand is that in putting a deal together, while you don't want to do anything with unseemly haste, the last thing you want to do is have a deal fall apart because you can't get access to the information you need when you need it. And I've recently had one where the deal had been done, but for whatever reason, the vendor's solicitor started to want to grandstand as far as looking good in front of his client, even though the client had already agreed to the terms of the deal. He wanted to start to renegotiate the deal because he thought he could do a better deal for his client. As a result, my client ended up with a bad taste in his mouth, felt uncomfortable, and has pulled back on the arrangement. Now, we're working hard to see if we can patch it up and put it back together again, but that particular person had the wrong consultant. And it's important that you have consultants who can think on their feet, and particularly on the legal side of things, the consultant that I've got involved there, they don't write long letters. How often have you seen solicitors, they write these 10-page letters, and then the other solicitor gets it, misinterprets it, writes back, and the thing goes back and forth, and you're running up legal fees, and the whole thing gets out of control. And the arrangement I have with the consultant, Frank Zenos of HWL Ebsworth, is that he will pick up the phone, ring the other side, resolve something over the telephone, and then confirm it in a one-page letter so that we can move forward. Because so many deals nowadays have the opportunity to fall apart because the consulting team don't fully understand or appreciate the expectations that you have as an investor. So it's important to build that team first so that you know you can pick up the phone and get the advice that you need when you need it.
I think we covered a lot of good material today in the time available. And so can we catch up again next week at the same time?
Yes, we can, and I'll look forward to that, Kent.